Thomas wasn't there when Jesus appeared to the other 10 apostles on the night of the resurrection. They've tried to convince him of what they saw, but Thomas had doubts. He wasn't arrogant in his unbelief. He was willing to listen. He wanted to believe. But he admitted to the other apostles that unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and place my finger in the mark of the nails, I cannot believe. And so it was that 8 days later, Jesus came and stood among the apostles again and turned directly to Thomas and said, "Here, feel my wounds, see them, see where I bled, and do not be faithless, but believing." And Thomas exclaimed in response to that, "My Lord and my God." Now, Jesus had an interesting reply to Thomas. "Have you believed because you have seen me, Thomas? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. In the Gospel of Matthew, we're told that in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus listed 9 beatitudes, 9 blessings, those conditions of life, those times in life when we can draw closest to God and be nearest to where He wants us to be. And here in the upper room on the 8th day, He gives to us a 10th beatitude, a 10th blessing. "Blessed are those," He says, "who have not seen and yet believe." Our faith must come by apostolic witness. The writer of the Gospel of John said that he wrote the book so that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And that is our faith. Our faith is called forth by the biblical Word of God. Our belief, our trust in the Lord, revealed in His Word, is of special worth in the eyes of our Heavenly Father. And we know that because Christ has said in His 10th beatitude, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe."